Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl Walk again. Let's make it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret, of course, is walking. The back and forth movement of your legs fires up the memory muscle in your brain. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the second season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to discover we were made to flourish as we take to heart Psalm 92. Okay, let's go. Let's see. How about I remind you how powerful what you're about to do today is? Walking and meditating on God's Word produces amazing results because it brings us into a deep, intentional communion with Him. And that allows His truths to settle into our hearts and shape our thoughts and actions throughout the rest of the day. And when we pair movement with Scripture, we're engaging both our bodies and our minds, creating a rhythm that helps us internalize His words. I'm thinking right now of Psalm 1, 2-3, which reads, "But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers." Just as a tree flourishes when its roots are nourished, we flourish when our lives are grounded in the steady meditation of God's Word. This practice helps us walk in alignment with His will, producing fruit that endures. So, let's delight in His Word and meditate on it day and night. Today, I want you to walk and memorize Psalm 92, 1-8. Now, this psalm uses contrast to communicate powerful insight. The Bible's full of contrasts that teach us deep spiritual truths, light and darkness, wisdom and folly, life and death. These contrasts and others help us understand not only the consequence of our choices, but also the beauty of God's design for righteous living. Today, we're going to explore one of the most beautiful contrasts in Scripture between the temporary flourishing of the wicked and the lasting flourishing of the righteous. We've talked about the wicked sprouting up like grass, a fleeting and shallow growth that quickly withers. But today, I want to focus on the trees we studied, beginning about 20 days ago. What does it mean to flourish like the righteous who are compared to trees that stand tall and strong? Well, throughout Scripture, God uses the imagery of trees to describe the life of the believer. In Psalm 92, we're told the righteous will flourish like a palm tree and grow like a cedar of Lebanon. These aren't just ordinary trees. They represent strength, endurance, beauty. But today, I want us to turn our attention to another powerful tree mentioned in the Bible, the oak of righteousness. In Isaiah 61:3, God promises to bestow on His people a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Then He says, "They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor." Sounds like flourishing to me. Trading in all those sorrows for strength, growth. Isn't that incredible? Now, an oak tree is known for its strength, its deep roots, and its ability to withstand the tests of time. So when God calls us oaks of righteousness, He's telling us that we are meant to be deeply rooted in Him, immovable in our faith, and able to stand strong in the face of life's challenges. I want you to think about that for a moment. As a follower of Christ, you're called to be an oak of righteousness. That means your faith, though it may take time to grow, is meant to endure. Your roots are meant to go deep in the soil of God's Word, nourishing you and giving you the strength to stand firm through every single storm. And here's the best part. As Isaiah says, you are a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. God Himself has planted you, and your life is meant to show His glory to the world. The oak tree isn't just about personal strength or resilience. It's about reflecting the greatness and the goodness of God. Today, as you walk, I want to invite you to look for oak trees. You may not see a palm tree or a rare cedar of Lebanon, but chances are you'll spot an oak. Take a moment to pause. Look at that tree, stand by it. Notice its strength. Its branches may have weathered many storms. You may see old wounds or branches that have been cut off, but it still stands tall, deeply rooted. And that's exactly what God wants for your life. He wants you to be strong, rooted in His truth, and flourishing in a way that lasts. Let's walk as oaks of righteousness today, strong, unshakable, and flourishing for the glory of God. Thanks for walking with me today. Look for those oaks on your walk and recite Psalm 92:1-8. And remember, you are a planting of the Lord, made to flourish for His glory. It's not too late to order your own copy of Made to Flourish. You'll go even deeper in your understanding of Psalm 92 and what it means to not just survive, but to thrive through hard times. You'll find it exclusively at my websites, danagresh.com or at mytruegirl.com. Happy walking, friend.